talking to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of July 23rd, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. This upcoming Tuesday on the 25th, we are going to have a Kearney County Library board meeting at 7 o'clock. We are going to be having this in the main library because we already have something scheduled in the meeting room. So remember, this is going to be the 25th at 7 o'clock in the main library. With hot weather still here, we have swimmers that are wanting to go swimming. For the Lake and Beamer Aquatic Center, open swim is Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., and then 7 to 9 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 5 p.m. At the Deerfield Pool, the hours are Sunday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., and then 7 to 9 p.m. On Saturdays, it's 1 to 5 p.m. The U.S. Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency county committees are a critical component of the day-to-day operations of FSA and allow grassroots input and local administration of federal farm programs. Committees are comprised of locally elected agricultural producers responsible for the fair and equitable administration of FSA farm programs in their counties. Committee members are accountable to the Secretary of Agriculture. If elected, members become part of a local decision-making and farm program delivery process. A county committee is composed of 3 to 11 elected members from local administrative areas. Each member serves a 3-year term. To be eligible for nomination and hold office as a committee member or alternate, a person must fulfill each of the following requirements. 1. Be a producer with an interest in farming or ranching operations. 2. Participate or cooperate in any FSA program provided for by law. 3. Be a U.S. citizen. 4. Be of legal voting age. 5. Meet the basic eligibility requirements. And 6. Reside in the county or multi-county jurisdiction in which they will be serving. All nomination forms for the 2017 election must be postmarked or received in the local USDA Service Center by August 1, 2017. For more information on FSA County Committee elections and appointments, refer to the FSA fact sheet, eligible to vote and hold office as a COC member, available online at www.fsa.usda.gov/elections. Producers enrolled in the agricultural risk coverage or price loss coverage programs must protect all cropland and non-cropland acres on the farm from wind and water erosions and noxious weeds. Producers who sign ARC county or individual contracts and PLC contracts agree to effectively control noxious weeds on the farm according to sound agricultural practices. If a producer fails to take necessary actions to correct a maintenance problem on a farm that is enrolled in ARC or PLC, the county committee may elect to terminate the contract for the program year. This next week for the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday the 24th, they have PATH exercise at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 25th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10. Wednesday, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercises at 10, Bible study at 10:45, and meal site is at noon. And for this upcoming week, the meal is going to be a chef's salad bar, bread, and fruit salad. On Thursday the 27th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10, and then dinner and a movie at 4:30. On Friday the 28th, there's coffee at 8. They'll be having a Garden City shopping trip that will be leaving at 9 o'clock. PATH exercises at 10, and at 1 o'clock is bridge. Other activities within this next week for the county, the Lakin Recreation is having co-ed softball on Monday the 24th from 7 to 10 p.m. Then on the 26th, which is the Wednesday, there will be sewing at 1 p.m. and co-ed softball will be held again from 7 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday the 25th, there's Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 26th, TOPS will be at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 is weigh-in, and the meeting begins at 8. There is a city council meeting for Lakin at 6:30 in the evening. On Thursday the 27th, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Nurse Office from 9 to 11 in the morning, and then again from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. There's going to be a Kearney County Rescue meeting at 6:30, Lakin Gun Club at 7, and Lakin AA meeting at 8. On the 29th, which is Saturday, there's going to be Saturday Night Live community worship at the Presbyterian Church at 7 o'clock in the evening. Also remember that the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesdays through Friday from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. The Kearney County Hospital is going to be having a town hall meeting in Deerfield Tuesday the 25th. It will begin at 6 o'clock at Chachi's Place. The Kearney County Hospital is also having a childbirth education class. Each class is two sessions from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the Kearney County Hospital, and they will be on August 2nd and August 3rd. Topics will include anatomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, tour of the birth center, after delivery care, and pain relief options in labor. To register, you will need to contact Becky Chapel, RN, at 355-7112 at extension 1521. This upcoming school year is fast approaching. Enrollment will be on Wednesday, August 9th from 7 in the morning to 7 in the afternoon in the middle school commons area at Lakin. You will receive your enrollment packet in the mail, so please bring the completed packet with you to enrollment. All fees, including textbook rentals of $35 per person, class fees, which will vary, lunch payments, and activity fees, which are $20 per activity, are due at enrollment, and they are payable to USD 215. To go along with the beginning of school, sports physicals might be needed, so parents out there, you might want to contact these individuals to set up an appointment for a sports physical. At the Family Health Center, you have Dr. Lane Olson. He's going to be doing them from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Dr. Drew Miller, he's going to be doing those on the 28th. They're going to be from 9 to noon. Devin Schermeyer, PAC, will be doing it July 28th, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Dr. Peters will be having it July 31st, 9 in the morning till noon. Also on the 31st, Aaron Kelly, PAC, will be doing them from 9 to 12. And then Dr. Reimer will be doing them August 2nd from 9 to noon. And Sidera Schultz, PAC, will be doing them August 3rd, 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. All forms sent home with you by the school will need to be filled out, signed by the parent, and returned at the time of the appointment. If the forms are not filled out completely and or you do not have the $20, you will need to reschedule your appointment. To schedule an appointment, you can call 355-7550 or 426-2990. Also in the community, Dr. Riedel of Southwest Chiropractic and Wellness will be doing physicals July 31st through the 4th. They'll be at a discounted rate at $25. If you want to contact him to set up an appointment, you will need to call 355-4116. We want to thank everybody for swinging by the Kearney County Library's fair booth at the fair this last week. And as you saw on our table, we had thank yous to our sponsors for our summer reading. And we want to do that again here for this last year for summer reading. We had the Kearney County Road Department, the City of Lakin, Jenny White and Family, Golden Plains Credit Union, Trav's Body Shop Service and Repair, Santa Fe Trail Liquor, The Agency, Dr. Jake M. Jewell, Lakin Automotive Supply, Golden Grain Enterprises, Roxy Brookman, Beamer & Beamer, Klutz Sand Company, Kearney County Hospital, Wheatland Electric, Deerfield Feeders, Syracuse Dairy, The Munson Family, Patricia Gutierrez, Celeste Estes, Bertha Vasquez, Wendy Chico, Tammy Dickey, The Pearson Family, Heidi Gibson, Marcella Montez, Wendy and Gaylor Pearson, Doyne Smith, The Kearney County Bank, Cecilia Enriquez and Family, Nellie Fernandez, Quality Service Integrity, Rachel Davis and Family, Rachel and Myrna Herrera, Stacy Bernhardt, Diego and Claudia Enriquez, Plain State Bank, Roxy Freddy, and Cindy Craig. Having all these sponsors made our summer reading an exciting and fun event for the community. We're glad to have the support of the community. We thank you each and every one, whether you donated of your time, a monetary gift, or a physical gift, it was all appreciated. That's going to do it for us this week. Everybody out there, enjoy visiting with your family and friends.
For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.